morning. The family of Patty Pendleton, missing for days after taking her dogs for a walk along Route 165, says that the family members are going to be going back into the woods today. State police, though, say they will not be there to organize the search. They think that if she is found in the Arcadia Management Area at this point, it's likely that Pendleton won't be alive. Her family, though, taking advantage of the sunshine and moderate temperatures to keep looking. Authorities are reminding anybody who decides to join them today that you need to be wearing orange jackets and hats in the woods, as the hunters are out there with their shotguns for the first time this season this morning as well. The Brazilian hometown of the soccer team, whose dream season ended in tragedy this week, is preparing for a very sad homecoming. A memorial is being held today in that southern Brazilian city. The team was on its way to a tournament when the plane went down in Colombia on Monday, killing all but six of the 77 people aboard. Correspondent Don Riddell says the town and its team are devastated.
It's just impossible to know where this team goes from here. Of all the people that died in Colombia, 18 of them were players, six of them were coaches and managers, five medical staff and physiotherapists, and eight directors. It's pretty much most of the club.
Early indications are the jet carrying the team ran out of fuel. Nearly 600 patients who received dental care at a Wisconsin VA medical center may have been exposed to HIV or hepatitis. Now they're waiting to find out if they really are infected. Officials in that Wisconsin VA medical center say that a dentist improperly reused his own equipment instead of sterilizing it, as the VA and common sense requires. President-elect Donald Trump supports completion of the disputed Dakota Access oil pipeline, a policy that a spokesman says is not related to Trump's investment in the partnership building the pipeline near an Indian reservation. Trump's federal disclosure form showed that he once owned a small amount of stock in that pipeline builder. The Los Angeles Bid Committee for the 2024 Olympics released details of a $5.3 billion budget plan that would cover both operational and infrastructure costs for the Olympics. And they say, here's the key, they don't need any new permanent stadiums. It costs so much money. The $5.3 billion needed in L.A. would be less than half of what's recently been spent to...
The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dr. Pettirudi. I'm here with Shannon. It's a beautiful morning in southern New England. And we are Intellectual Medicine. Today we're going to be talking about a range of topics. And here's an important thing to contemplate. When is it too late to start anti-aging interventions? I mean, think about it. If you've already aged to a significant degree, does it matter? So we're going to be hearing from a couple today who engaged in anti-aging medicine recently, and they're going to be sharing with you some of their motive and some of their experience and the impact that it's had on their quality of life. And I'll give you the answer. The short answer is, as long as you're on the planet, you can improve your lot in life, and it's never too late to gain the benefit of advanced intellectual medicine. Now, folks are wondering, what is intellectual medicine? Well, first of all, Shannon, good morning. The beautiful day.
Good morning.
You know, so we're driving up here, and Nick, I don't know what's going on out there, but there's traffic like all over the place. What's going on?
We got to talk to Dave Gardner about that.
Can you do something about that? Kind of clear out a couple of cars?
See, the way my insurance policy is set up.
Yeah, not so cool. Well, I figured it out. You know why there's so many cars out there, Shannon?
Why?
Because everybody's driving around in their car so they can listen to our show.
Oh, that's right.
So what's going on? You know, because you go to a store now, can you even buy a radio anymore? I mean, if you just wanted to go in to a store and say, I want to buy a radio, can you do that?
No, I think they're in all, like, the specialty catalogs now.
Like, what's going on? I just want a radio. I don't want, like, a technological gargantuan machine that has all sorts of function. You know, remember the things you'd turn the knob on and people would hear? Like, on your car.
Right.
That's so. That's why I sometimes sit in my car and listen to the radio. Not really. Anyhow, folks, here we are. We're talking. It's a beautiful day to be a Southern New Englander. There's a lot going on. If you're a sports fan, right, there's a huge game over at the Dunk. It's Providence College against URI in basketball. Shannon, did you know that was happening today?
I did not, but very excited now.
Nick, you're going to see that, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Yeah, these fabulous athletes. You know,
my dad's a URI and a PC alum, so it's kind of, today's weird. I don't know who he's rooting for.
So you're like the president. You watch like one half from one side, and then you march over to the other side and
exactly.
watch the other half, like at the Army-Navy game?
Exactly.
Well, the good news is like there can't be a loser then, right? In your eyes, everybody's a winner today.
Yeah, that's true. They're still a loser.
So, to our faithful listeners, you get rewarded for being up early, because what does everybody want more of? And the answer, of course, is energy. I mean, I hear that a lot. Doctor, I'm feeling low in energy. Now, there's not a diagnostic code for that. When you go to your doctor and say, I'm low in energy, they're going to check your blood count, make sure you're not anemic. They're going to check your thyroid. Now, we've talked about that before. Most often, thyroid testing gets underdiagnosed and misinterpreted. But they'll then say, yeah, thyroid's good, blood count's good, you're just getting a little bit old, just kind of buck up. But our center at Intellectual Medicine, we do have a solution to energy deficits. And one of those solutions is the IV drip. What's it called, Shan?
It's called the Power Pack.
The Power Pack. And that is a mixture of high-dose vitamins engineered to give you that boost of energy that we all so desperately need during the holidays. And because you tuned us in this morning, you can call our center and get a Power Pack between, well, explain it, Shan. How's it going?
We're there from 9 to 2 today at the office. So our phone number is 401-921-5934. Normally, the energy drip, our Power Pack, is $165, but we're going to do it for today only for $99.
So you can't beat that. Holiday shoppers, you need a little energy in your tank. Or really, you want to come by and experience Intellectual Medicine, see our center, meet our staff. People have wondered, well, you know, how does this all work? This anti-aging medicine, it really is avant-garde. It is a new age of medicine. It's real. It's tangible. It's effective. And it's going to be here to stay. And there are two kinds of people in the world, the folks that get on board the train and those that are going to wish they had. And the train, there are a number of ways you can hop on board. At our center, we've got the medical weight loss approach that we use, the Intellectual Medicine weight loss approach at over 90% effective rate. If your primary concern is that excess weight, look, you don't get to live 120 years being morbidly obese. You see in the news this woman, 117 years old in Italy. Do you notice her, Nick? Good-looking gal. They had a picture of her. I noticed she's very lean. And I will say that you see people, the octogenarians, the 80-year-old and up, they tend not to be carrying excess weight, and that's a known correlation. People have said the most important tool to carry medically, the most important diagnostic tool, might just be a tape measure. You take that tape measure, put it around the thickest part of your waist. If you're a man and it's above 40 inches or a woman above 35 inches, it's time to take some action because every risk factor goes up. That excess fat cells increases inflammation. The other way that you can use our center includes, of course, the drip bar, where there are IV infusions to help boost immune function, enhance energy, get rid of heavy metals, and, of course, something we're very passionate and dedicated towards, the support and care of people who are fighting cancer. If you've ever had cancer or are currently fighting it, we have tools that can help. Too often, the cancer gets attacked and the patient gets forgotten. And somewhere in that mix, fatigue, weakness, weight loss can become a factor. So we have that available as well. And then take this number down or take this name down and look it up if it suits you. We're all coming upon that time of year where we get to reflect on how are we going to manage our health insurance and how are we going to take care of ourselves and what's the government going to do for us? Well, rest assured that they will do very little for you to keep you healthy. There is no government-sponsored program that is out there to make you live 120 years. It's not considered part of their jurisdiction. And, you know, it's probably appropriately determined that that's the case. You want to live to be 120, it's your prerogative. You can pursue that. You can pursue happiness. There's no guarantee, but there's a guarantee if you don't pursue it, you're unlikely to get there. There's a alternative to conventional insurance available to many. It's called Liberty Direct. We have nothing to do with them, but we do like their philosophy. Liberty Direct, you can Google it, is a means of giving you support when you need it for illness, but at a lower price point that enables you to access health care and advanced therapies like anti-aging, like intellectual medicine. In fact, at our center, you can be one of our primary care patients if you wanted to. It is a concierge-based practice. And Liberty Direct actually pays for some of that fee if you happen to join it. So what's our number there, Shannon, if people are interested?
It's 401-921-5934.
Okay, Nick, how am I doing for time? Got a few minutes. So we're going to have guests after the break, so stay tuned. And they're going to be telling us, as I mentioned, about their experience. The best time to start your anti-aging therapy is today. And depending on where you are in your arc of life, it'll have a different focus. Starting in youth, as a child, things like creating the habits that will carry you for the rest of your life become critical. How are you going to select food? What about your physical activity? How are you going to avoid toxins? So I'd say from really 0 to 30 is the age of toxin avoidance and nutritional foundation production. So I had a woman in the practice. She recently enrolled. She's going into a weight loss pattern. And she said, "Doctor, I have a problem. I just can't. It's hard for me to not eat cookies. They're all over the place. And I sometimes eat them." So that's really hard to avoid. Boy, when you have an impulse like that, it's hard to avoid. And I said, "What are the cookies doing there?" She said, "Well, the kids, you know, they like them." I said, "No, I guess these children, right? They're your children." She said, "Absolutely." I said, "You think they have your genetic endowment and that they may in the future have an issue with their weight?" See, we don't think that way, that our children will become adults. And the habits that we inculcate, and I'm not down on cookies across the board. The point I'm making is that if you want to live that extended lifespan and you want the vitality that goes with it, then you've got to adapt eating habits that support that goal. And some of those eating habits include shifting away from a lot of the Western-style eating. We call that omega-6 eating. Omega-6s are pro-inflammatory fats that dominate our diet. Where are they? Well, if you got your food out of a plastic bag, it's likely chock full of omega-6s. Omega-3s are the anti-inflammatory fats that you want to try to tilt your diet toward. And the difference is in the quality of what you're eating. Omega-3s certainly found in things like olive oil. They can be found in organic meats that are farm-raised as opposed to factory bred. The difference between a farm-raised and a factory-raised egg is significant. A factory egg is going to be chock full of omega-6s. A farm-raised, you go to our friends down at Stamp Farms and buy their eggs. Those are healthy little chickens laying healthy eggs. They're right here in Rhode Island, and they're going to give you an omega-3 egg. You go to, what's that chicken place that we like? Forgot. Buffoni's. In Rhode Island, Buffoni's Chicken, you're going to get local chicken that grow omega-3 on their skin instead of omega-6. So I was talking to a fisherman, and the difference between tuna, when they reel it in with a rod and reel, it's worth $13,000. To the Japanese buyers that are looking for quality sushi. The same tuna, if it's speared, is worth $3,000. Because in the instant of being speared, the animal is so stressed that it alters the meat in a durable way that you can taste. So think about the way that our food is raised, and that has something to do with the quality of the food that we eat. Well, we're going to be talking with John and Jennifer after the break, and today we're going to be highlighting some important news from the world of medicine, including, should you bother with an over-the-counter cold medicine, a cough suppressant? And, oh, by the way, how high is too high when it comes to your blood sugar? What's the new cutoff? And if you're thinking of LASIK surgery, are there risks that have been underreported? We'll be touching upon these topics, but when we come back, we'll be talking with John and Jennifer about their experience. John is 70, Jennifer is 65, and they recently started anti-aging. As long as you're on the planet, it's never too late. Folks, I'm Dr. Steve Pederuti here with Shannon at Intellectual Medicine. We'll be talking to you in a few minutes. Stay with us. Hey, gang, we are back, and we've got some critical breaking news. Be prepared. Thank you to Mary from Foster for informing us that you can buy a radio at Benny's. Now, how great is Benny's, right, Chan? Don't you love that place?
I know you love that place.
I do.
They apparently have everything wherever you walk in.
Does Benny's advertise on the station?
I think.
You think? I don't know.
Don't quote me.
All right. Well, anyhow, so sometimes we play this game in our house. If you had to be locked in one store, like the rest of your life, which one would it be? It's got to have everything. You know, it's got to have some food, got to have clothing, some games.
I think I would go with how Dot said we can get a radio at Target. I think I get locked in Target.
Get locked in Target.
I would. That would be mine. Target.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I know. I'm thinking job lot.
Job lot.
What? You need how many tarps do you need? Come on.
They just have cool stuff. You know, and there's always like weird junk coming in there.
There is food.
Inflatable pool set up all over the store.
Right? You totally could.
Very entertained. So there you go. That's the reader poll, the listener poll out there. What store would you want to be locked up in the rest of your life? And if you say Neiman Marcus, I want your job. All right. Yeah, I'm going to be locked up in Neiman Marcus, and I better have Capital Grill deliver food all the time. All right. Well, I am back, folks, and joining us now, John and Jennifer, they are clients of us at the Intellectual Medicine Anti-Aging Center. Good morning, John and Jennifer. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, do you guys have a radio, like a real radio? Just click it on and it plays?
Yes.
See that? If they're out there, damn it, I'm going to get one. I'm going to Benny's today.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
1930s radio, and it also accepts 8-track tapes.
8-track.
Wow.
That's
so
probably worth a lot now.
That's a great lead in, John, to one of our topics, which is, you know, at what point is it too late, or is there such a thing for doing anti-aging? Now, let's take us back a little bit from when you guys were, say, between 40 and 50. That's an age where many people start to contemplate and feel the effect of aging. What was that like? What was that decade like for you guys physically? And what was the environment of medicine like and the perception of you and your peers about the aging process as you were going through that phase?
It's an interesting question, actually. I think in my case, you didn't really think very much about aging. You didn't think very much about how long you were going to be around. It was more today because you had kids who were in college and focused on that aspect. But I can tell you that in my 50s, Jennifer and I were taking karate, and I hurt my knee. And I went to see a doctor about that, and I said, listen, before I hurt my knee, I could do this, and now I can't do that anymore. And he said, well, it's because you're old.
Wow. How about that?
50s.
By the way, I can do it now.
Yeah. Now, when he said that to you, John, and by the way, folks, we're talking to John and Jennifer. John is 70, Jennifer is 65. They're clients of ours at Intellectual Medicine. And when he said that to you, did you think to yourself, well, I guess I'm old, I ought to scale back?
No, I got mad. I didn't much like the answer. I knew that I was getting older, but I still felt that there were things that I wanted to do, and karate was one of the things I wanted to do.
Great. Listen, I want to take off on that and highlight it because it's such an important point. Whenever a doctor ascribes a condition to aging, it's putting up the white flag. It's a way of saying, look, I got nothing for you. I want you to just accept your fate. And we see that happen periodically when there's not a quick or easy remedy. I mean, think about the difference between injuring your knee at 50 and having it labeled an aging consequence, and at 25, where, hey, you just got hurt. Now you got to get better. And you took the 25-year-old mentality. Now, how about you, Jennifer? It's back then, you're busy, kids, college. Were you thinking of retirement as a couple at that phase of life? And if so, were you being given advice about how long you might live and how much you would need to prepare for, given that actuarial projection?
I don't remember anybody ever saying anything about it. You know, you go to the doctors only when necessary, and if you had questions, they would answer it. But I don't remember thinking, like you said, at 50, I think we still felt fairly young.
Yep.
Because 50, even for us, was a lot different than 50 for our parents.
So you were noticing a change in dynamic of life even back then?
Oh, without a doubt. I was definitely going through menopause, which was not a particularly happy time. And speaking to my GYN, who I loved, he was just kind of like, well, that's just the way it is.
Right. So that's the common answer many people get even today. Now let's jump up to the present moment. And there you are, living well, living healthy, enjoying life. And what were your thoughts like as you were contemplating beginning bioidentical hormonal therapy? Jennifer, first perhaps to you, because you were already comfortably through menopause. There would be no traditional medical impetus for it.
Well, I think I've read some stuff about it, how it could impact and make you feel better. And I have a lot of friends who are older than myself, and I can see how they've been aging. And I think John and I are fairly active. We have fabulous grandkids that we want to keep up with. And we've learned a lot about food. So I think we eat a lot better.
So you're looking at people around you saying, I see what's happening, and I don't necessarily want to passively let that occur.
Correct.
And then what were your concerns, though? What were the reservations? Because you must have read or heard about or thought on your own of possible negative concerns.
About the hormones?
Yes.
Definitely, because I remember years ago, a friend of mine was on hormone replacement, and that's when that whole thing came out about cancer.
Right.
And, of course, she went off it immediately. And I, you know, it made a huge difference in her once she went off of it. But that was always a concern. You know, what exactly is it going to do?
So how did you resolve that concern in your own mind, or do you still have it?
No, I don't think I have it. I've read a lot of, I think it's, they balance the hormones a lot better today.
Right.
Than they have in years past. So I don't think that concern is there.
Well, we know from the Women's Health Initiative, because I lived through that area clinically, and there was that time, Jennifer, you're right, where the study came out. And here's the problem with studies. They often get misinterpreted and either amplified or buried, depending on who's lobbying for it. And that study was widely amplified. And I call it the lost generation. And it's now been two of women that have been abandoned in their menopause and have been left to age the way that our grandparents did, and just patted on the back and said, it's okay to get to have your muscle go away. It's okay to shrink and have your bones wither. You'll be just fine. You're going to age like everybody else. And when we look at the potential benefit of the bioidentical hormones and you look at those studies, you realize that there's a profound difference in the effect of the artificial horse urine-derived hormones of yesteryear and the bioidenticals of today.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Hi, everybody. I am back. We're talking with John and Jennifer, who are beneficiaries of Intellectual Medicine's interventions and treatments and bioidentical hormones, among others. John is 70, Jennifer is 65. And while I'm having that chat, I wanted to remind everybody that the one day only for Energy Drip, Shan, fill us in again. How's that working?
It is normally $165. Today we're doing it for just $99. Our center is open from 9 to 2 today, so you can give our center a call at 401-921-5934 to schedule if you're that type A and you like to schedule an appointment, or feel free to just walk right in.
So there you go. These are high-dose vitamin drips. There are no drugs in them. They are intended for enhancing your energy and vitality. And it's just for you listeners, because we love you for listening to our show. You know, in a way, Shan, maybe the folks that are up this early and at it already, they don't need the energy drip. It's all the
That's true, maybe.
Wake up that other person and get them in. Anyhow, John and Jennifer, I wanted to circle back for a moment, and Jen has now been on the bioidentical hormones, and what have you noticed? How has it affected you?
Well, I definitely have more energy, and, you know, as always, I've been trying to lose weight, and I've noticed my weight hasn't changed, and I do exercise, but when we came to the office and you did the body analysis, it turns out I've gained 3 pounds of muscle. And I've lost, I think it was 4% of my body fat.
Wow.
Which for me is a huge thing, because I'm one more of those fluffy people.
Well, I'll say, at any point in life, growing muscle is a challenge. And one of the signs of aging is the loss of muscle. And in our center, we like to objectify and monitor what's happening so we can demonstrate a benefit. So that's wonderful. Now, John, I know that you've been on the same journey, and it seems the hormones historically have been a little bit less controversial for men, but sometimes the issue of prostate cancer will come up or heart disease. Had that crossed your mind before you started?
No, actually it didn't. My only apprehension was, after listening to you, was that I was too old to start, because you had indicated a number of times when 30, 40s, and 50s to get this started, this process started. And since I was 70, I didn't think it was probably too late. But after speaking with you and you explaining to me that it wasn't too late and we could still make it significant improvements, I have seen significant improvements as a result of being in the program.
Well, tell me what you've noticed.
Well, I've definitely increased muscle mass. I've definitely increased flexibility. One of the exercises that I thoroughly enjoy is playing golf, and has dramatically impacted my golf game. And as a quick example, I was in a tournament a couple of weeks ago, so I was on the I was in the program, I guess, at that point for about 4 weeks, and I won the long drive contest.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm hitting the ball much, much further.
Okay, well, the question is this. Do they put you into the drug testing program, and are you going to be banned from the golf course for performance-enhancing drugs?
Well, to follow up also on Jennifer's point, going through the body analysis, my muscle mass has increased from 75 to 80%, and the while it was weight gain, which I wasn't happy about, obviously it's more muscle than it is where it was before. So I have to admit, I'm extremely happy with the way this is going.
That's great. Well, the important detail for both of you is that there wasn't weight loss, there was fat loss and muscle gain.
Right.
And that's where
right.
you need that tape measure thing. And I do want to highlight an important point, John, especially for those that are not at their youngest age getting started. I have patients that have begun hormonal therapy and anti-aging therapies in their 80s and 90s. And
wow.
In that case, we often call it regenerative. And I think the mistake that is made, and we're talking a lot about vitality and energy and muscle mass, as well we should, because those are the dynamics that propel us through life. But you got to look under the hood. The concern goes to the arteries, and arterial anti-aging is a critical element of this, and brain preservation as well. Now, John, I know that you're feeling great and always have, but we looked under the hood and found some calcium depositions in the arteries. And that affected our overall treatment plan in a way that we're now going to be targeting not only power, muscle, and energy, but vascular youth. And that was something you hadn't expected, I know.
Well, no, given the fact that I regularly see my doctor, it's never been detected. I was very surprised.
Right.
That you found it.
Well, you know, here's the thing, folks, and guys, thanks a lot. I'm gonna let you go, but before you go, Jennifer, I just have to say, you are also a beneficiary of facial anti-aging. Actually, you both have been doing some, including the intense light therapies that we have, that we use at Intellectual Medicine. And Jennifer, in your case, the PRFM, the platelet enriched fibrin matrix. And wow, I gotta tell you, you've always been a very attractive woman, but what a difference that has made. Have people noticed any effect? What kind of comments do you get?
Well, it's funny, because I think it's subtle, which is good, because obviously you don't want to look like, you know, you've been having a lot of stuff done. I've noticed people will say things to me like, you know, you're fixing your hair different, your face looks really good, or I love the color of that blouse on you. You know, so they know there's something going on, but they can't quite pinpoint it, I don't think.
That's a perfect, that is exactly the space we want our people to live in, where their own organic recovery and their own skin is improving in a manner that keeps them young. Hey, you guys have been great. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. We're going to take a break, and I will be back, Dr. Pedery with Shannon at Intellectual Medicine. Yes, indeed. Want to get up and dance? You got the legs to do it, the energy to do it. If not, come see us. If you want more, we have the Energy Drip special going all day today, 9 till 2. Intellectual Medicine, I'm Dr. Pedery with Shannon. Love and life here in Southern New England. It doesn't get any better than this. You've got URI, Providence College at the Dunk. Nick's going to be there, right, Nick?
Yes, I am.
Nick, with a split allegiance between both teams. And as if that's not good enough, Henrichen against LaSalle, a classical matchup for the state championship in football. A great day to be a sports fan. And if you're into the arts, down at Trinity Rep, isn't Christmas Carol up and running now, Shannon?
Of course, all December.
All December. We're going to be there next week, aren't we?
We will.
Listen, I promised you folks a couple of things, some headlines from medicine, news you can use. Now, LASIK surgery is very popular, and it's been fabulous for so many people to improve their vision. LASIK stands for laser in situ keratomyelitis. How about that?
Never knew that.
Neither did I. It's not, but that is the term when they can go in there and modify the cornea in a way that can refocus vision. So for people that have desperately bad vision, this can improve it. Now, my sister had this done, and when she would go swimming at the beach, she had trouble telling where the shore was. Her vision was that bad. It was impossible for her to find the blanket that she came from because she couldn't wear contacts in the water. I don't think she could wear contacts at all because of allergies. Anyhow, what they found is that, and this is from the Journal of the American Medical Association Ophthalmologic Edition, that 3 months after surgery, 40% of the people who had LASIK had new and altered visual symptoms, including starburst and halos. So not that you ought not to have this done, but these side effects get underreported since most patients don't often share them. In some cases, those visual changes do fade. About 30% of people also reported dry eye. So if LASIK is something you're contemplating, make sure you get a thorough consultation. And I've thought about that, Shannon, but you know what? I've gotten used to my contacts. I kind of like them.
you have a very interesting regimen you do with them.
Well, yeah, I have different contact in each eye, so I can see different distances. But I will say this. Since I've been starting my chelation therapies, my vision has improved by one diopter, and nobody could explain it. We're going to be talking about vision in shows to come. But, I would say this in summary about LASIK and other surgical procedures. The enemy of good enough is better, and if you have a visual regimen you're content with, I'd let it ride. Cold and flu season is upon us, Shannon. Over-the-counter cough medicine, you have a hacking cough, what do you think?
Anything to help, I think, sometimes.
Now, see, there's the mentality that drives the market. This is a multi-million dollar industry, and every study looking at cough suppressants over-the-counter has found them to be
not effective.
Ineffective. Utterly ineffective.
And I think everyone knows that, but you still...
Desperate.
Yep.
All right, so here's something that has been shown to be a benefit. Honey. Isn't that crazy? If you're above 1 year of age, you can use honey, particularly mixed with a little bit of green tea and a nice humidifier. Now, remember, folks, the average rhinovirus, the head cold, is going to last 7 to 10 days. And you don't nip it in the bud by taking an antibiotic. When you take an antibiotic, it will muck up your bacteria in your gut for up to 1 year. Now, I'm not saying never to use them, but reach for them slowly. At our center for the upper respiratory infections, these are caused by viruses. Viruses do not get affected by antibiotics. Listen again. Amoxicillin will not cure a cold. What do they say? If you give somebody antibiotics for a cold, it gets better in 7 days, and if you don't, it gets better in a week. That's right. The point is that you're going to do yourself harm, folks. Avoid the antibiotics. Now, at our center, we do IV drips of high-dose vitamin C, which has been shown to be effective against against virions, can cause infections. Some other things that are safe to do, high-dose vitamin C orally, you can do up to 4,000 milligrams a day. Echinacea has been shown to have some benefit. Beta-glucan products, likewise, maybe of some support. And the old neti pots, these nasal lavages, has actually been shown to have some value. There's a lot of good you could do yourself short of the harm coming from antibiotics. And lastly, we have time for this headline. Diabetes. You ever have somebody, they get their blood sugar test, they look at it and say, oh, thank God I'm not diabetic. Well, unfortunately, diabetes alone is not the only risk factor for strokes and heart attacks. High sugar itself can be. Now, if you ever get your fasting blood sugar tested, the number you want to be aware of is anything above 100. The lower the better when it comes to blood sugar. It's kind of like blood pressure. However, if that number goes over 100, you're not going to be labeled a diabetic, but your risk of heart attacks and strokes just went up. and I'll talk about hemoglobin A1C, but not right now. Right, Nick? I gotta go. All right, folks, stay with us. Dr. Pederuti with Shannon at Intellectual Medicine. We'll be back after a short break. Hey, folks, we're back. It's Dr. Pederuti at Intellectual Medicine. Thanks for tuning in. We've covered a wide sweep today. We were talking about the benefits of anti-aging and regenerative treatment. Regardless of your age, we heard from John and Jennifer. Living large, living strong, living young, energizing every aspect of their life, including strength, vitality, and physical intimacy. Never too old to enjoy life, folks. We also highlighted some topics from around the news. We talked about the cold and flu season being upon us and the importance of avoiding antibiotics for routine colds, chest colds. Certain individuals, if you're a smoker, if you've got chronic lung disease, the antibiotics are going to be used more often. But by all means, folks, if you must, take an antibiotic. If you must, and we desperately try to minimize your exposure at Intellectual Medicine. Make sure you're on a high-dose, high-quality probiotic with it, one that is robust with bifido and lactobacillus. That's a critical thing. We heard today from Mary and Dot. Thanks for calling in and helping us find radios. A good old-fashioned radio can be yours to be had at Benny's. And at, where's the other place, Shan?
It was at Target.
At Target.
So great. From Dot. Yeah.
You're a Target fan, right?
I can't go in there.
You can't go in Target?
I can't. Because you swear you're only going to spend, like, you're only going in there for one thing.
Right.
You can't get out of there without spending $100. You can't. It's impossible.
Well, how about Benny's? Does it do the same thing to you?
No, that's in and out. One thing, done.
See, not me, but I'm browsing tools, and I'm thinking I could do this, and I could do that. That's it. It was a friend of mine, he said, would you get over it? The only thing you should have in your toolbox is your checkbook. It's like nothing skilled when it comes outside of the realm of medicine. Anyhow, we're having a great time here. Looking forward to a beautiful weekend at Intellectual Medicine. We do have our energy drip that's going up on special that we decided to make a gift to the early morning listeners, if you're so inclined. And Nick, how am I doing here? We have about 3 minutes. Good. So I wanted to touch a little bit about food allergies. You know, this comes up frequently in the practice. Maybe I'm allergic to food, certain foods. It is a challenging dynamic. There is no great test that will absolutely confirm it. Now, there are many tests out there that are promoted, blood tests, skin tests. They all are flawed. Now, I'm not telling you they have no value, but they clearly are not diagnostically certain. For instance, you get a blood test and it tells you you're allergic to eggs. You may not be. The gold standard test for any food allergy is exposure to the food. Now, that can be done safely under physician supervision. We do this at Intellectual Medicine where you're given a small amount of the theoretically offending food and the amount can be increased over time and then observed right in the office. So if anything bad happens, you're right there to help. Now, sometimes adverse reactions get misinterpreted as allergies. They'll take milk or eggs and feel rotten. That's not an allergy. It's an adverse reaction. Now, Shannon, you had this experience with gluten.
I did.
And you were tested and found not to be gluten allergic.
Right. I didn't have celiac, is what they'd say. Right. Of course. I didn't think I did.
But when you came off gluten, mm-hmm. you noticed a difference.
Oh, within 24 hours.
What difference? Mm-hmm.
Gosh, just less bloating and swelling and just less tired. I just felt better.
So those symptoms could go along with food intolerance. You know, the other thing that can do that for you folks is thyroid disorder. If your thyroid's not functioning in an optimal level, your gut won't work right. And lo and behold, years later, it became apparent that Shannon was in need of thyroid support treatment. And I believe there's a connection between the gut and the thyroid that is profound and under-recognized. Those things need to be linked. Now, what about if you do have a food allergy? Can you outgrow it? It turns out that you can. A significant number of people will outgrow their food allergies over time. And you can periodically retest them if you're so inclined. Now, look, if there are a couple of foods you can't eat, great, rock on. But I have some folks, by golly, they end up with a food list like 30 deep. Deserves to be re-scrutinized. Well, guys, it's been a beautiful time with you all. Up next, Tony DeJesus from Big Blue Bug Solutions. Here at the Voice of Southern New England, where listeners are as intellectual as the speakers. The Drip Special is still on all day between 9 and 2 at Intellectual Medicine in Warwick. Right, Chad? I'm saying that right.
It is. 9 and 2.
What is it?
Between 9 and 2.
Got it. Have a beautiful weekend, everybody. I'm Dr. Steve Pettery with Shannon. Talk to you next week.